好，我们今天呢，正好读经读到出埃及记第三章。
Today we have read up to Exodus 3.
我正好在祷告的时候呢，我也觉得要讲一下，要按照这个第三、第四章要来讲一个道。
So when I was praying, I felt I have to continue to talk about this Exodus 3 and 4.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你有一个呼召在你的身上吗？
You know you have a calling upon you?
我们每一个人其实来到这个世界上都有一个呼召。
Actually, all of us are coming to this earth have a calling.
而且特别是我们基督徒呢，今天我们成为主的儿女、主的仆人，都有一个呼召在我们的身上，对吧？
Actually, especially as Christians, today we have a calling upon us, right?
其实我们每一个人呢，都有一个呼召在我们身上。
Actually, all of us have a calling.
那好多时候，像神的呼召临到我们的时候，我们是不是很愿意回应呢？
So oftentimes when God's calling comes upon us, do we respond? Do we want to respond?
是不是非常愿意回应神的呼召？
We really want to respond to God's calling, right?
谁说要你传福音？你说好，我就传福音。是不是这样？
The Lord says, go preach, and you go preach.
真的是这样吗？
Is there anything like that?
是这样的，是这样，是吧？
老师说，
你牧师叫你说，能不能带查经啊？
So when your pastor tells you, can you lead Bible study?
你说好，我就带查经，有没有这样的？
Sure, of course, I'll do it.
不行啊，不行啊。
Or, no, I don't want to.
那你带主日学，你说好，我带主日学。
Or if they say, go lead Sunday school,
say
yes,
I
will.
But is
it
this?
Are you like this?
其实好多时候呢，我们觉得我们不配进入这样一个呼召。
So oftentimes we think that we are not deserving of this.
或者说我们没有能力进入这样一个呼召。
Or we feel like we don't have the power to come into this calling.
那什么我们做什么？
So what can we do?
孤独游。看看圣经里面这些神所重用的人物，他们怎么样来回应神的呼召呢？
Let's look into the Bible and see what these important people.
我们要看看摩西的
意思。Respond to God's calling.
我们要看看摩西的意思。
So let's look at Moses.
如果你提起圣经，提起旧约，就会想起摩西。
So if the Bible talks about Old Testament, we often think about Moses.
如果你读圣经不知道摩西，那你还没有读圣经。
所以你明白我们要让摩西在你还没有读到。
人家说就像美国人不知道华盛顿。
Just like the American doesn't know Washington.
法国人不知道拿破仑。
And French don't know Napoleon.
中国人不知道毛泽东。
And the Chinese don't know Chen and Mao.
那我们基督徒呢？翻开圣经。就要知道摩西。
So as Christians, when we open our Bible, we need to know Moses.
当然，我们要知道耶稣是吧
？Of course, we need to know Jesus as well.
那是摩西是一个代表，就是作为一个人，他怎么样来回应神的呼召
？But Moses is a representative of how, as a human, he responds to God's call.
而且进入神的呼召。
And to step into God's call.
而且完成神在他身上的呼召。
And to complete the calling that God has put upon him.
你和我也是一样。
You and me are the same.
神呼召你。
God called you.
要进入你的呼召。
So you need to step into your calling.
你也要完成神在你身上的呼召。
And you need to complete your calling.
今天弟兄姐妹，你坐在这里不是偶然的。
So brothers and sisters, sitting here today is not a coincidence.
你知道我们这个教会是神呼召的一个教会。
You know this church is a church that has been called by God.
你说是真的吗？
Is that true?
我跟你讲，神呼召我做的一些事情啊，我一开始也像大家一样，都是说神啊，不要这样做。
Actually, for me, when God has called me to do some things, I also was like, you. I said, no, God, I don't want to.
等一会我再讲讲神呼召我们教会的一些故事，我要讲讲摩西的故事。
Later, I will talk about what God has called our church to do, but first, let's talk about Moses.
因为摩西很重要，我不重要。
Moses is very important, and I am not.
那我们先读出埃及记第三章。
So let's read Exodus
3。好，宝贝，等一下，就是我们这个技术上
各方面需要一点点的调整。哎，走。 得挺好，
鬼也没那么大。
感谢主。好，我们来读一下第三章和第四章，那有点长，但是呢，都是我们大家仔细的来读，因为是神的话。
Okay, let's read chapter 3 and 4. It's a little bit long, but let's
read it
already. 我们一句英文，一句中文。We'll do one English and Chinese.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司约特罗的羊群，于是领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中见摩西显现，摩西观看不了，荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that through the bush it was on, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
摩西说：“我要过去看着大地下。”这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why does the bush not burn up?
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering.
神说，不要进前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地乃为圣地。
Next verse. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为他看神。
Then he said, I am the God of your father, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的痛苦，我实在看见了。他们因受睹梦的瑕疵所发的哀声，我也听见了。
The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering.
我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔有奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、希摩人、耶布斯人之地。
So I have come down to rescue them from the land of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hittites, and Jebusites.
现在以色列人的哀声打到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他。
And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them.
故此我要打发你去见法老。是你可以见我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，见以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?"
神说：“我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。”这就是我打发你去的证据。
And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？
Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them,The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them?
神对摩西说，我是自由拥有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神。就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation.
好，十六节，你去召聚以色列的长老，对他们说：耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，向我显现，说：我实在眷顾了你们，我也看见埃及人怎样待你们。
Go, assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt.
我也说我要将你们从埃及的痛苦中领出来，让迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、西莫人、耶布斯人的地区，就是到流奶与蜜之地。
And I have promised to bring you up out of misery in Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey.
他们必听你的话，你和以色列的长老要去见埃及王，对他说：耶和华希伯来人的神遇见了我们，现在求你容我们往旷野去，走三天的路程，为要祭祀耶和华我们的神。
The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey to the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God.
我知道是用大能的手，埃及王也不能你们去。
But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him.
我必伸手在埃及中间刺进我一切的祭司，攻击那地，然后他才容你们去。
So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go.
我必叫你们在埃及人眼前蒙恩，你们去的时候就不至于空手而去。
And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave, he will not go empty-handed.
当各妇女必献她的灵舍，并居住在她家那里的女人要金器、银器和衣裳，好给你们的儿女穿戴，这样你们就把埃及人的财物夺去了。
Every woman is to ask her neighbor and any woman living in her house for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians.
好，第四章我们也读一下。
So let's read chapter 4 as well.
第四章第一节，摩西回答说：“他们必不信我，也不听我的话。比如说，耶和华并没有向你显现。”
Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?"
耶和华对摩西说：“你所谓是什么？”
Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" A staff, he replied.
耶和华说：“丢在地上。”
The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground."
他一丢下去就变作蛇，摩西便跑开。
Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it.
耶和华对摩西说：“伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中让变为杖。”
Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached up and took hold of the snake and turned back into the staff in his hand.
有些如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，此献礼显现了。
This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, has appeared to you.
耶和华也对他说：“把手放在怀里。”他就把手放在怀里，即使抽出来不了手，长了大麻风，有血那样来。
Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous like snow.
耶和华说：“再把手放在怀里。”他就再把手放在怀里，即使从怀里抽出来不了，手已经复原，与周身的肉一样。
Now put it back into your cloak, he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored just like the rest of his flesh.
第八节又说：“倘或他们不听你的话，也不信头一个神迹，他们必信第二个神迹。”
And the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second."
这两个神迹若都不信，也不听你的话，你就从河里取些水，倒在他们地上， 你从河里取的水必在炕地上变作血。
But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground.
摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我素日不信，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说了话以后也是这样，我们是做口笨舌的。”
Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue."
耶和华对他说：“谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目聋、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？”
The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord?"
现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.
摩西说：“主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。”
But Moses said.Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it.
摩西，耶和华向摩西发怒说：“不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的。现在他出来迎接你，他一见你，心里就欢喜。”
Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you."
十五节。要将能说的话传给他，他也要赐你口和他口才，我也要赐你和他口才，又要指教你们所当行的事。
You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do.
他要替你对百姓说话，你要以他当作口，他要以你当作神。
He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him.
你手里要拿着杖，好行神迹。
Take this staff in your hand so you can perform miraculous signs with it.
于是摩西回到他岳父耶特罗那里，对他说：“求你容我回去见我的在埃及的弟兄，看他们还在不在。”耶特罗对摩西说：“你可以平平安安的去吧。”
Then Moses went back to Jethro his father in law and said to him, "Let me go back to my own people in Egypt to see if any of them are still alive." Jethro said, "Go, and I wish you well."
耶和华在米甸对摩西说：“你要回埃及去，因为行所你命的人都死了。”
Now the Lord had said to Moses in Midian, "Go back to Egypt, for all the men who wanted to kill you are dead."
二十节，摩西就带着妻子和两个儿子，叫他们骑上驴回埃及地去。摩西手里拿着神的杖。
So Moses took his wife and sons, put them on the donkey, and started back to Egypt. And he took the staff of God in his hand.
耶和华对摩西说：“你回到埃及的时候要留意，将我指示你一切奇事，尽在法老面前。但我要使他的心刚硬，他必不容百姓去。”
The Lord said to Moses, "When you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go."
你要对法老说：“耶和华这样说：以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。”
Then say to Pharaoh, "This is what the Lord says: Israel is my firstborn son."
我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。你长子不肯容他去，看啊，我要杀你的长子。
And I told you, "Let my son go, so he may worship me." But you refuse to let him go, so I will kill your firstborn son.
我们走到二十七节，耶和华对亚伦说：“你往旷野去迎接摩西。”他就去，在神的山遇见摩西，和他亲嘴，旁边在了。
The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the desert to meet Moses." So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him.
摩西见耶和华打发他所说的言语和祝福他所行的神迹都告诉了亚伦。
Then Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say, and also about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform.
摩西、亚伦就去召聚以色列的众长老。
Moses and Aaron brought together all the elders of the Israelites.
亚伦见耶和华对摩西所说的一切话述说了一遍，又在百姓眼前行了那些神迹。
And Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people.
百姓就信了，以色列人听见耶和华眷顾他们，见察他们的苦情，就低头下拜。
And they believed, and when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped.
这两章经文是很长的两章经文。
These two chapters are pretty long.
大家读了不知道是什么样的感受。
So after reading it, we don't
know.
Some people may have read it a lot of times.
Some people may
have read it for the first time.
那这个以色列人，摩西带领以色列人出埃及，这是发生在公元前1400年左右。
So when Moses took the brought the Hebrews out of Egypt, it happened around 1400 BC.
那个时候大概是中国的，应该我们记得没错的是商周时候吧，大概是商周或者是汉朝时候。我不太清楚，这个历史没有对上，没有仔细去做研究。
This corresponds to some era dynasty of Chinese history.
那是很早的时候，在中国来说也是很早的时候。
And in China, this is also corresponds to a very early time.
那我们今天知道这个以色列这个民族呢，就是一个非常特别的民族。
So we know today that this Israelites are a very special group of people.
在那个时候，他们的祖宗是放羊的，放羊的，最早是放羊的。
At the time, their ancestors were shepherds.
那后来呢，就是做奴隶，在埃及做了400年的奴隶。
Then they became slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
但因着摩西带领他们出埃及以后呢，这个民族成了一个非常特别的民族。
But because Moses led them out of Egypt, this tribe became a very important tribe.
就是今天，就是以色列人，不管在世界的哪个角落，他们跟别人不一样。
And these people are the Israelites of today. When you see them everywhere around the world, they're just different from other people.
那可能好多地方，我们包括科学界，就是早期基督能被讲的，很多人都是犹太人。
And like for example, even like the scientists, the ones who got Nobel prizes in the early days, most of them were Jews.
大家知道马克思也是犹太人。
Even Marx is a Jew.
就是共产主义学说的创始人也是犹太人。
So the creator of communism is Marx.
弗洛伊德也是犹太人。
Who?
弗洛伊德。
弗洛伊德 is also a Jew.
著名的一个心理学家，就是开创了心理学的一些独特的一些东西。
He's a famous psychologist who was a pioneer of psychoanalysis.
原子弹的那些设计的人，包括爱因斯坦、奥本海默。都是犹太人。
And the people who created the nuclear bomb, like.
现在全世界有好多的可能财团什么都是犹太人。
And today, many of the powerful people in the world are Jews.
他们怎么样从一个祖宗是放羊的民族到做奴隶的民族，成为今天这样一个民族呢
？How did they become from a people who were shepherds to slaves to today?
因为。他们的命运的改变就是从这个时候开始。
Because the change in their purpose, their destiny, started from now.
那这个时候呢，摩西带领以色列人出来，有很多的神迹出现。
When Moses brought the people out of Egypt, lots of miraculous signs appeared.
不管是相信神迹还是不相信神迹，今天以色列民族就是一个神迹。
Whether you believe in miracles or not.The tribe of Israel today is a miracle.
因为这个民族的，包括他们现在的世界各地，照样读同样的圣经。
Because today, even across the whole world, they all read the same Bible.
照样有同样的信仰。
They all have the same faith.
他们认为他们是耶和华的子民。
And they believe that they are God's children.
当然，今天我们不去讲他们是好，他们是坏。但是我们要知道，神在这个民族的身上做了非常大的事情。
They never talk about whether they're good or bad, but God has done some really great things on this people.
神也借着犹太人，借着以色列人呢，今天让耶稣基督来到这个世上。
And God is using the Israelites, the Jews today, to bring Jesus to come back again.
让这个救恩呢，通过。耶稣基督呢，传到全世界。
And for this salvation through Jesus to spread across the world.
那圣经上讲呢，我们进入这个新约呢，其实是把我们嫁接在神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约里面。
So in the Bible it says that in the New Testament, we are between the promise of Abraham and Jesus.
We are grafted to the promise of Abraham.
We are grafted to the promise of Abraham.
所以我们今天要知道就是说这个在历史上发生的这个事情呢是非常非常重要。
So we need to know today that what happened in this history is very important.
但是圣经里面讲呢圣经上所写的一切话都是要来今天要我们来学习一些事情。
So in the Bible, everything that's written there is for us today to learn from it.
今天我们要从一个角度讲就是神怎么样呼召了摩西怎么样来回应神的呼召。
So from today's perspective, we want to see how God has called Moses and how Moses responded to the calling.
那我们要学什么呢？
So what do we have to learn?
因为我们今天圣灵也是呼召了我们，我们怎么样来回应他的呼召
？So today God has called us. So how do we respond to His calling?
刚才最后一首歌里面唱的，我们就像是蜡烛，我们要把这个光要带到这个世界上去。
Like in the last song, we sang, "We are a candle. We want to bring light into this world."
但是我刚才问大家的一个问题，你是不是很情愿的去做神要你做的任何一件事情呢？
But then I ask you guys a question. Do you guys willingly go and do what God wants you to do?
我不知道你怎么样。
I don't know about you.
我在神呼召我做的很多事情上，好多时候是不太情愿的。
A lot of times, on things God has called me to do, I am not very willing.
而且我也觉得我没有能力。
And I also think I don't have the ability.
但是呢，神是非常奇妙的神。
But God is a very wondrous God.
他怎么样坐在摩西的身上，也要坐在你和我的身上。
What he did upon Moses, he will do upon us as well.
那摩西在以色列的历史上，在世界的历史上，有一个非常重要的位置。
Moses in the history of the Jews and in the history of the world has a very important.
今天在天国里面，在耶稣的左边、右边坐的是谁？
Today in heaven, sitting on the right and left of Jesus, who are they?
大家记得圣经里面，当时摩西登上殿前的时候，向他显现的有两个人，一个是摩西，一个是先知以利亚。
You remember in the Bible when Jesus was on the mountain, the people who appeared next to him, one was Moses, one was Elijah.
那有人神把他们的灵提到天堂里面看一些事情呢？他说，在主耶稣宝座左边右边坐的，一个是摩西，一个是以利亚。下面才是新约的十二使徒。
And some people, when they have been about to take a look at heaven, they mentioned that they saw Moses and Elijah on the right and left of Jesus.
因为神借着摩西给人类带来一个极大的转变。
Because God used Moses to create a big change for the world.
我们把经文汉字打在这个屏幕上。
Let's put the verse on screen.
但是我要问大家一个问题，就是说，神仙摩西显现的时候呢，他自己觉得他有能力还是没有能力
？But when God appeared to Moses, did he Moses think he had ability or not?
神要让他做什么
？What did God want to do?
神要让他向法老去讲话，对不对
？God wanted Moses to speak to the Pharaoh, right?
法老是谁
？Who's the Pharaoh?
是全世界最大的来说强国的。这个皇帝，对不对
？He was the greatest king on the earth at the time.
摩西很有自知之明。
Moses knew himself very well, self-awareness.
摩西知道一件事情，就是他讲话法老不听啊。
Moses knew one thing, which is if he speaks, Pharaoh will listen.
神呼召你的时候，你有没有感觉到你讲话别人不听啊
？When God calls you, do you ever think?Well, if I speak, people won't listen to me.
我们中间看到好多人觉得，哦，我讲话别人就要听啊。
Or maybe some people want to think, if I speak, other people should listen.
弟兄姐妹，你如果意识到你讲话别人不听，你就快接近摩西了。
So, brothers and sisters, if you think, oh, when I speak, nobody listens, then you're closer to Moses.
如果你觉得你讲话人人都听的话，很远的。
But if you think that everybody listens to you when you speak, then you're far from it.
摩西这个放羊的老王，他认得自己是谁，对不对？他知道他讲话法老不听。
Well, Moses, this shepherd, he's self-aware. He knows that when he speaks to Pharaoh, he'll listen.
我们被神呼召的时候，好多人觉得，特别我们这一群人啊，有学历，有什么博士学位，这个做生意也做，就是我们讲话别人都会听的。
And especially those.Among us, all of us are very, we have you know, education, PhD, or good at business, and so we think people listen to us when we speak.
其实摩西也是这样，像我们一样。原来他是一个王子，在王宫里面，他讲话人听了，现在人不听了。
But Moses was actually like us too before he was a prince in the palace.
他需要经过这一个阶段，他在旷野里面，最后磨练到一个程度，讲话也不太会讲了，埃及话也不会讲，希伯来话也不会讲，自己好像学问也没有了。一天四十年跟着羊屁股，能有什么学问呢？
But then he was wandering in the desert, and then he forgot how to speak. He forgot maybe how to speak Egyptian and Hebrew and everything. So what education does he have now?
那当然要给大家稍微的补点课，补点背景。就是摩西呢，就是出生在什么时候呢？埃及人，这个当时特别压迫以色列人的时候。
So a bit of historical background. Moses was born at a time when Egypt was especially oppressing the Jews.
在约瑟的年代呢，把他的整个以色列的家族呢，就带到摩西去领着饥荒，就养活了这个整个的家族。
And during the time of Joseph, when there was a famine, they brought Moses to
whole Israel.
The whole Israel was saved.
那以色列人呢，在埃及呢，后来就成长壮大，人数增多。
And so the Israelites grew in numbers in Egypt.
在约瑟在做宰相的时候呢，这个以色列人受到非常的尊重。当约瑟死了以后，那一代法老也过去了以后呢，后来新上来的法老呢，看着这些犹太人很奇怪，就是他们这个外族人为什么这么壮大，这么多的人，搞什么名堂？
So during the time when Joseph was in power, the Egyptians, the Israelites had a lot of benefits. But then after he passed, and that generation of pharaohs passed, and the next generation of pharaohs saw, wow, these people are so many of them, so strong. What are they doing here?
就像今天的这个英国和法国一样，怎么抬头一看，好多的那个穆斯林，说要把他们自己要赶出去。
So like today is England or France when they, you know, they look up and see why are so many Muslims who want to kick them out of the country.
我看一个视频，有一个白人女孩子，英国一个村庄长大的，回去的时候，那个地方的人说你是哪里来的？那些穆斯林，那些中东的移民啊，他们听到的，你是哪里来的？到我们这里干什么？
So there's a story of a white girl, she grew up in the village and she came back to, you know, England, and then all the Muslims asked her, where are you from? Why are you here?
因为她是西人呢，她穿得比较性感，对吧？女孩子夏天穿得比较性感。她说你到这里来勾引谁？
And because she's from the West, so she dressed a little more sexy, and so when, you know, she comes, they all ask, why are you here? Who are you trying to seduce? So she's very shocked.
哎，看这个地方的文化完全都变了。
And you see that white culture here has completely changed.
当时埃及人看到以色列人就有点这样，一看这个文化都变了，这些人怎么成长壮大呢？他们就不高兴。
So the Egyptians saw the Jews, they all had the same reaction. Why is the culture changing? Why is people, you know, overpowering us?
他们不高兴做什么？
They were not happy, so what did they do?
就要欺压他们，想办法要消灭他们。
So they oppressed them and tried to.destroy them.
那所以就给他们做奴隶，做仆工。有男孩呢，就想办法把他们一出生就杀掉。
And then so they tried to make them be slaves and do hard labor and even kill the boys when they were born.
所以摩西刚生下来的时候呢，其实是要杀掉的。但是呢，他妈妈就想办法保存了几个月以后呢，觉得再保不下去，就把他放到一个篮子里面呢，不飘在河上。
So when Moses was born, he was supposed to be killed, but his mother found a way to save him by putting him in a basket and floating him down the river.
后来很特别的就是说，法老的女儿呢，就看着这孩子很可爱，就把他拿去养着他自己的儿子。
But then, very luckily, Pharaoh's daughter saw this baby boy, thought he was very cute, and raised him as her own.
那所以他摩西呢，就成长在法老的皇宫里。
So Moses grew up in Pharaoh's palace.
但是他知道自己是一个希伯来人。
But he knew that he was a Hebrew.
那后来呢？他在外面看到一个埃及人，就是说欺负希伯来人的时候，他把这个埃及人就杀了，偷偷的杀了，埋掉。
And then later, when he saw an Egyptian mistreating a Hebrew, he got angry, killed him, and buried him.
后来他知道这个事情暴露了以后，法老要杀他，他就逃到这个迷恋这个地方去了。 就是他岳父所在的地方。
Later his crime was found out, and he knows Pharaoh wants to kill him, so he ran all the way to Midian.
这个摩西这个人呢，他是这个见义勇为啊。当时呢，看到这个女孩子在牧羊啊，要给鹰水呢，那些牧人啊就欺负他，这些女孩子呢睡大马的草，那些牧人呢，其他的牧人把他们赶走。先让他们自己的水喝足了以后，才让这些女孩子应他们的应。
Moses has a strong sense of justice. He saw there's a group of women who were drawing water from the well, but then some men came and make them go away so they could draw water for their sheep first.
所以摩西呢，这个人他见义勇为，就像当时打死埃及人那样，他拯救以色列，他见义勇为，出来就是。这些牧人们欺负这些女孩子，他一上出来的时候呢，那些牧人都吓跑了。
And so Moses has a strong sense of justice. When he saw this happen, he went to the little shepherds. So you can't do this. So when he stood up for the woman at the well, the shepherds ran away.
那里面其中一个女孩子呢，就是他未来的太太希波拉。
And one of the women among this group would be his future wife.
大家听说过很多这个英雄救美的故事啊，这是其中的一个。
So you've probably heard many stories of when the hero saves a girl, and this was one of those stories.
后来他岳父耶特罗就把这个一个女儿就给他做了妻子。
And so later, one of these women became his wife.
那时候大概他是40岁。
So that time he was around 40 years old.
那后来呢，他就希伯拉他的太太希伯拉给他生了两个儿子。
And then later, his wife gave him two sons. When
the
Exodus
chapter
3:15
happens,
and then later in the story, when the Lord appeared to Moses, who was already 80 years old.
40岁到80岁发生了多少事情？
So what happened between when he was 40 and 80?
当你从40岁年纪长到80岁，你心理状态发生了什么事情
？So when you are 40 and you age all the way to 80, what is changing inside of your inner state？
你是不是觉得还要干一份事业
？Will you start thinking, oh, I'm going to start another business？
摩西当王子当了40年，有很多的雄心壮志啊。后来谁知道做了一个牧羊人，因为他是一个囚犯嘛，追逃。杀了他，追逃他，对啊，追杀了他，藏在迷恋的地方，藏了40年。
Moses was a prince for 40 years, but he had a lot of ambition. But then, who knew he would become a shepherd? Because he had to run away, and so he was in hiding for 40 years.
给他的岳父放羊。
And he was being a shepherd for his father-in-law.
给岳父放羊的感觉怎么样？
How does it feel to be a shepherd for your father-in-law?
谁给岳父放过羊，做过事情？
Who has done work for the father-in-law?
我告诉你，岳父对你很好，小舅子对你，是吧？岳父可能对你不错，小舅子不一定对你好。
小舅子。
小舅子就是 brother-in-law。
Oh, so even if the father-in-law is good to you, maybe the brother-in-law isn't.
我们中国呢，这种情况叫做倒插门的女婿，对吧？
倒插。
So.A man married to the wife's house is normally is the wife married to the man. Sorry. 倒插门的女婿。
上门女婿。
上门女婿，对。上门女婿，我在小时候有印象，就是人都不是太看得起。
With the man marries into the woman's family.
当然，今天不太一样。
And back in the day, people did. Didn't look very
favorably. 摩西就是这样一个上门女婿。
But Moses was this man who married into the.
反正有什么本事呢，现在也使不出来。
So whatever a skill power that he had before now is nothing.
就岳父放了40年的羊。
So he was a shepherd for his father-in-law for 40 years.
放羊的时候，你皇宫里面学的知识有用没有？
So all of the knowledge you learned from the palace is useless now.
哦，你说怎么样来治理国家？
So how to rule the country?
Oh, 怎么样？这个那个，什么天文地理都没有用。
And all of those philosophies and theories, like, all those things are useless now.
摩西到80岁的时候想做什么？
So what did Moses want to do at 80 years of age?
加克八十岁的时候先做什么？
加克你们知道？
八十岁的时候，一般人就说退休了。就这么简单。突然，神的呼召临到了他。
But all of a sudden, the Lord's calling came upon him.
所以 David， 别看你头发白了。才六十，还不到八十，不要以为该退休了。
Look at you see, oh my hair is white. You're only 60, you're not 80 yet, not retired yet.
所以今天的我们的红哥也是才七十岁，对吧？我们中间给他见识，别以为自己该退休了。
Don't think that you need to retire. Not yet.
摩西八十岁，突然神的呼召临到他。
Moses was 80 when God's calling finally came.
神说要他做一件事情。
God told him to do something.
做什么事情？要带领他的民族要出埃及。
To God wanted to bring his people out of Egypt.
What?
He's like, what?
所以摩西呢，能自己觉得能不能胜任这个任务呀？
So did how did Moses feel about whether he's able to do this task?
我刚才说呢，摩西这个人啊，很有自知之明啊，他非常清楚他自己是谁。
So Moses is, I said before, he is a very self-aware person. He knows his limitations.
他知道他不行啊。
He knows he can't do it.
我们中间好多人，到某个程度也有自知之明啊。
So yeah, among us, at some point, we also become self-aware.
So
when I first started serving the Lord, I thought, yeah, I can do this and that, but then the Lord started to train me, and I realized, oh, actually, I can't do this or that.
所以很有意思啊。那摩西呢？至少他知道是自己不行啊。
But at least Moses knew that he himself cannot do this.
我们是不是也差不多？
Are we kind of like this too?
但是下面神有没有放过摩西？
But did Moses just let Moses have his way? Did the Lord let Moses have his way?
神没有放过八十岁的摩西啊！
The Lord let Moses at 80 years.
神有会不会放过六十岁的大卫？
Will let 60-year-old David have his way?
你为什么把你名字叫做大卫啊？
Why do you name yourself David?
是有原因的啊，他是请人都是有原因的。戴维也是以色列很重要的一个人。
David is also a very important person in the history of Israel.
所以神要让他去给法老要讲话。
So,
这是第一个最难的事情，就是他不可能给法老讲话。
So the Lord wanted Moses to go speak to Pharaoh, but the most difficult thing, how is it possible for him to speak to Pharaoh?
神呼召我们的时候，或者说让我们做一件我们做不了。
So sometimes God calls us to do something that we cannot do. But you think it's so weird. God, why do you want me to do this? I would be a pastor.
我记得我硕士毕业的时候，我的导师在论文答辩过后给我的唯一的评价，我今天还记得，你知道是什么吗？
So when I completed my PhD and the when I completed my master's degree and the only feedback I got from a supervisor, what was it, you know?
你猜他给我的评价什么？
Guess what his feedback was for me?
我记得很清楚，他说你这个人口才太差。
The only criticism he gave me was, you are bad at speaking.
他给我的一些评价。
That was the only criticism he gave me, which is, you're bad at speaking.
他对我挺好。我们一起发表很多论文啊什么。他给我这些评价，因为答辩的时候在黑板上答辩啊，这个幻灯片啊，下面有好多的评审的教授啊什么的。答辩完了给我这一句话，口才太差。
It's actually pretty good to me. We published all the papers together, but you know, after the thesis defense, you have to, you know, present your dissertation to the panel judges. So that was like the criticism they gave me.
神呼召一个口才太差的人做牧师。
So God has called a bad speaker to become a pastor.
第二件事情呢，我这个人生性特别的腼腆。
So the second thing is I am my personality by nature I am very shy.
我是一个非常非常内向的。
I'm a very very introverted person.
我记得我喜欢做研究啊、读书啊这些东西，但是要跟人打交道啊。 我觉得哎呀，就是宁可让我做另外一件事情，不要让我干一些闲话。
Yeah, the kind of person I love to do research and read books, but then if you have to ask me to interact with people, I'd rather do something else.
做年轻的时候，我要去找一个人啊，他的那个办公室里面敲门啊，我说句起来三次，我就放下去。
When I was young, I wanted to, you know,
when I was young,
我很年轻，if I had to knock on the door of, you know, a professor to talk to him, I would reach my hand 3 times without knocking. I was very shy, very introverted.
那后来，创立基督徒以后呢，喜欢闯祸，闯祸的时候呢，好多时候得罪人，因为我讲话是不喜欢听，非常不喜欢听。
And then when I became a Christian, I would spread the gospel, but then I would offend a lot of people because they didn't like the way I thought.
And 有神就会拣选我们，在我们的软弱的地方，其实他拣选我们。